Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Investing, Change Your Family's Financial Tree. I'm your host, John, and today we are going to talk about GenoBank.io. But before I get into that, please don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button, because this information is case sensitive, meaning you could have less than 90 days to act on this startup before they raise all their funds and the opportunity is lost. That's why I want you to hit those buttons. Okay, without further ado, let's dig into this startup. So GenoBank.io is currently on WeFunder.com. And so they are a DNA company that started raising their funds on WeFunder.com. And I'll give you some of the bullet statements on this. I did invest into the startup, and it is 100% private, meaning they don't sell to third-party vendors, so they're not selling your information. There's three pending patents that they're currently filed right now. They also use a blockchain technology. And with DNA, it is a $22 billion market, so there's plenty of room for growth. And then how they get their reoccurring money is that they're selling a DNA kits, and currently right now they're doing about 1,000 monthly. So for anyone out there that is thinking about getting into this startup company, I believe this one is going to be huge. And as I pop to the site right now real quick, as I'm going, they've raised $54,500 from 63 investors. So the average investor is putting in about $900, but you can get in for $100. Now, this is the second time they've gone for funding. The first time they were on republic.co, and they had raised their full amount that they needed, or that they were allowed at the time of 2016. And now they've are able to raise up to $5 million, depending upon when they want to close that out. But now they're on WeFunder.com, and they've raised $54,500. They have another $145,000 left for you to be considered an early bird investor. And so they have a market evaluation of $21 million. And then, of course, their perks start at $250 all the way up to $20,000. And they have different things that they offer as far as the perks are concerned. But I have invested in this company when they were on Republic, and their evaluation was lower, and I believe it has doubled since then. A lot of the times when I do investing, I like to set it and forget it, but I can see them toggling back and forth between Republic and WeFunder.com, and which it makes sense, because at the time they could only invest, or they could only raise $1 million, and then they were cut off, and now you can go up to $5 million, which is definitely nice. And so I imagine that they should be able to get their full funding, and then their funding will be closed off. I'm also, if you're following this podcast, I've made podcasts that things were closed off, and there's little secrets here and there and things you pick up. So I recommend you going through all the podcasts. They're not over 7-8 minutes long, and you can get a ton of information, because I can't cover everything in one specific podcast. So that's why I encourage that. Also, I want to say thank you for all your subscribers out there, and all of the comments that I've been getting. I appreciate that. And I have it here on Anchor, but then I also publish it to my YouTube channel. And so if you want to look at the cover art for some of the podcasts, if you're listening through it to the podcast, you can convert over, subscribe to the YouTube channel, because I've put my vacation on, some waterfalls, some different places that I've gone snowshoeing this last vacation, and you'll be able to see a lot more on the YouTube channel. So if you subscribe over there, that would be great. I'd appreciate that. And then I want to try to give something every time I make a podcast. So I'm going to leave a link in the description below I am involved in some different promotions and different things that I see, and I think, could this help you? So I'll leave a link on the description below. It's like there's like 100 different products that are offered, anywhere from online businesses to different ebooks, and it's like 100 of these for, I guess, a really low entry point. So just check it out to see if that's something that you're interested in. But that's about all I have for you on this episode. I'll definitely keep posting these podcasts and keep talking about these startup companies. But I also want to give more than just, you know, a startup company. I want to be able to give you some stocks. I want to be able to give you some cryptocurrency information and really keep this very informational and just, you know, keep you also entertained, where it's not just something that's just specific, mundane, and kind of stagnant. So, well, without me babbling anymore, I hope everybody's having a great day out there. And you know what I like to say, happy trails.